And I begin reading at verse 6. And Solomon said, Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now he recognized that he was attempting to fill not the shoes, but the throne of David. And that was no easy task. And he was wholly and totally inadequate. And now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant. Now here is his request, and it is a marvelous request, by the way. This man recognizing his deficiency, his inadequacy, and unfortunately there are so many folk today that are attempting to serve God that don't seem to recognize their inadequacy. None of us, friends, I do not care who you are and what your talent is, you are wholly inadequate to serve God. And that applies maybe not to you, but it applies to me today. I recognize that. I hope you do. And that puts us in a position where God can help us. Now here is his request. It's verse 9 of 1 Kings 3, and I'm reading it. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who's able to judge this, thy so great a people? Now he's asking for an understanding heart to judge God's people. Now I want to look at that for just a moment. He's praying, we always say, Solomon prayed for wisdom. Well, that's certainly true, but what kind of wisdom? He was praying for, shall we call it, political wisdom. That is, the ability to be a statesman and know how to judge and rule over these people and make great national decisions. But he's not praying for spiritual discernment. I think that we need to make that very clear, and I think that you will find in the books that Solomon wrote, Proverbs, and the book of Ecclesiastes especially, you find in both of these books wisdom that will guide you down here in this world. And that's the reason the book of Proverbs, such a fine book for young men to be given the book of Proverbs. We'll see that, of course, when we come to that book. But actually, he did not pray for spiritual discernment. And yet, I think you'll find in the Song of Solomon that he reveals a real spiritual discernment. But the thing he's praying for and the thing that God gives him is this type of wisdom.